USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens with no solution in sight as border guru Kamala Harris has yet to take any action. The Biden administration is spending at least $60 million per week to house the more than 16,000 migrant minors in its care. Sexual assault charges have emerged Thursday from a Texas holding facility. A street racer was sentenced to prison for 24 years Thursday, nearly 3 years after he crashed into a mother and a one-year-old daughter, killing both. Cameron Heron, now 21, was racing with a fellow student in Tampa, Florida when he lost control, killing Jessica Rodnault and daughter Lilia in a stroller. Some media outlets have been reporting rapper DMX has died. DMX's manager, Steve Rifkin.
Please stop with posting with these rumors. DMX is still alive. Yes, he is on life support.
A battery of tests performed on DMX Wednesday showed no signs of improved brain activity since he was first admitted into the hospital last week. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that a record 172,331 people were taken into custody trying to cross the southern border in March alone. Included in that number were 18,890 children migrants, which is the largest monthly number ever recorded. President Biden announced executive orders on guns, including attempts to reduce the proliferation of 3D-printed guns known as ghost guns. Under current law, manufacturing ghost guns is permitted for personal use. The more contagious British B.1.1.7 strain of the COVID-19 is now the most popular strain in the United States, with most cases concentrated in Michigan and the New York City region. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration, said that the former president is better than 50-50 to run again for president. Meadows said this week, "I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
After taking last weekend off, NASCAR Racing returns to Martinsville, Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500. Driver Kyle Busch talks about the track at Martinsville.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race. So Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
Take note, the race is Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on Fox Sports 1 and Motor Racing Network. Facebook continues to dumb down their users. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious. The company is now adding new labels such as satire page to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government.
Facebook reports it has 2.8 billion monthly active users. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.